Thank you, Morris. Turn with me, please, to Leviticus chapter 13. Leviticus 13. Denver had offered last week, he said he was thinking about 20 stones, but it's become apparent he was joking. So I have a backup plan, but I have something prepared to speak on. So thanks, Denver. And thanks, Morris. Leviticus 13, please, and verse 1. I want to speak tonight on the disease of leprosy. And just want to have a look at what the Bible has to say about this disease. Leviticus chapter 13 and verse 1. It says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or a bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priests. And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of his flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days, and the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall shut him up 7 days more, and the priest shall look on him again the seventh day, and behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he hath been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest shall see that, behold, the scab spreadeth in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy." And then down to verse 45 and verse 46 of the same chapter. It says, "And the leper whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, Unclean, unclean. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone. Without the camp shall his habitation be." And we just trust that the Lord had blessed the reading of his word. This disease of leprosy, as we've been reading, is a terrible, terrible disease. It was a terrible problem back in the Bible days, and it's still around in some countries today. Information that I got on this disease, that I looked up on Wikipedia, because that's where you go to when you're looking at information for these things. Leprosy is known as Hansen's disease. It's a chronic infection caused by bacteria and can lie dormant in the body for many years. Leprosy causes severe disfiguring sores and nerve damage, most of it visibly seen in the arms and legs. And the symptoms that develop include inflammation of the nerves, lungs, skin and eyes, resulting in a lack of ability to feel pain. And this then can lead to the loss of extremities due to repeated injury. It'd be like if you burnt yourself, but you couldn't feel that you were being burnt, but it was still would be damaging. Weakness and poor eyesight may also be present. WebMD also adds that the disease has been around from ancient times, often surrounded by terrifying negative stigmas, with many tales of leprosy patients being shunned as outcasts. And that's what we had just read there in our reading tonight. And globally, in 2012, which wasn't too long ago, the number of cases of leprosy was 180,000 people, with India counting more than half of that number. And how the infection is picked up and passed on is still not fully understood, but it can be picked up by anyone, rich or poor. So how does it affect the body? It starts very subtly. It can be hidden, just a small scab, but it spreads quickly. It's a degenerative disease. It gets worse. As it gets worse, it causes numbness so that you can't feel pain, the pain of injury, like we've said, and it affects the whole body. But possibly worse than this, than these symptoms, is that it's infectious, that you could infect those of your family and friends. And back in this day, it was incurable, as we have read. And the rule to control it here in the passage to stop it spreading is very simple. It's simply to put the person out of the village. They will be quarantined. It tells us that. We had read that in verse 45 and verse 46. And when it was thought that you had this disease, there was the presentation of the disease to the Jewish priest. The people, they came to the priest for guidance in all aspects of life, for instruction, and to see what God's word had to say on many matters, including the diagnosis of diseases. So, that's all well and good. Leprosy, I'm sure nobody has leprosy here tonight, but say this was you. You put yourself in this person's shoes. Say it was you. It was just a normal day. Everything had been going well. Maybe you've been out shopping or at work or visiting family. And then you look down at your arm. You see this mark. Maybe it doesn't cross your mind at first. Then maybe later that day or in the next day you see it again. It's bigger. It's starting to get sore. You try to pull your sleeve down and cover it. You put some cream on it, but it keeps spreading. It keeps getting worse. It gets to the point to where others notice that you're not your usual self. There's no chat or no crack with you. There's no fun. It gets to the point to where you have to go and see the priest. Because obviously the priest, he's like the NHS doctor back in that day. When you first saw the signs of it, it was an unconfirmed problem, but now it's official. Verse 2 of the passage that we read, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, and unto one of his sons the priests. There was no hiding it. It was the secret was out. It was now an official problem. This leads us then to the examination. There is an examination. The priest would inspect the person, and so that he didn't make any mistakes, he would go to this very passage that we've read. Maybe he was able to recite it from memory because he wanted to look for the signs, pronounce the judgment. And this is very important to get the right result. I think we've all been there waiting for results for different things that have happened in life, school results or hospital, waiting for test results for us or our families around us. And as we read in verse 3 there, and the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of his flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh. He looked at it. He saw that it was deeper than the skin. He seen what it looked like, the colour of it and the hair round it. So the examination then led to the judgment. And this, again, if this was you, this is serious. This is basically a death sentence for you. The priest had the final say. He could pronounce the person to be unclean. As it says in verse 3 there, he could pronounce it is a plague of leprosy. The person would be then had to get out of town, and they had to shout unclean, unclean as they went, and they were sent out alone. We can only imagine how awful and terrible this must have been, to be cast out away from your friends and family, from your children, your wife and those round about you, your friends, the loss of everything, your house, possessions, job and business. Wouldn't it be terrible to be affected by a disease like that in this day and age? Verse 46, it tells us that they were to be sent out, cast out. How lonely it must have been, tormented day and night with this disease, with no treatment, no cure, no relief. It was a helpless and hopeless situation with no end in sight. So, leprosy, it's an infectious disease. It can spread. It affects the nerves, the skin and the eyes. It gets worse and worse. It's a degenerative disease. It makes you slowly lose the sense of feeling, so that you can't feel the pain of injury anymore. You can be doing damage and you don't even realise it. The whole body has to be examined and judgment made. And then once bound, it can't be allowed anymore. It has to be cast out. And you know, the disease of leprosy is like the disease that we all have, which is sin. Sin's our big problem. We all have this disease in us right from when we were born, right from the beginning, from Adam and Eve in the garden. And like the saying goes, nobody's perfect. And I'm sure everybody here would agree that nobody's perfect. And if I was to quiz you on the Ten Commandments, I wonder how far we would get through it. It talks about lying, it talks about stealing, taking things that don't belong to you, coveting things, and even blaspheming God's name. I wonder how far through the Ten Commandments you would get. The proof of sin is all around us. We don't need to watch the news too long before we can see that. So the proof is also that we all die. The Bible teaches that the wages of sin is death. And the Bible teaches us that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We come short of God's perfect standard. We come short like that archer. He can't shoot his arrow close enough. He can't even get close to the target, let alone hit a perfect bullseye. And just like leprosy in verse 3, it talks about the plague and sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh. Sin is more than on the surface. Sin is more than skin deep. And the symptoms of sin, sin is in us all. Sin is breaking God's law. We don't have to be taught about it. We don't have to be taught how to do it. It starts very subtly and it can be hidden at first. But the Lord Jesus said, there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hidden that shall not be known. And I wonder maybe with your the sins that you have, the things that you have done, I wonder how ashamed each of us would be if they were revealed and brought in front of everybody. And the disease of sin, it can spread just like that leprosy. What those of you are doing round about you and what you are doing affects them and vice versa. Numbers 32 says, be sure your sins will find you out. See, sin is a degenerative disease. It's a downward spiral, just like Stephen Law. I'm sure some of you remember he gave his testimony here. He had a lot of struggles with alcohol, and he said when he first took his first drink, it was 5% cider, and then it degenerated down to 40% straight vodka, and that wasn't enough. Sin is a degenerative disease, and as Philip has sang last week, sin will take you further than you want to go. Slowly but wholly taking control, sin will leave you longer than you want to stay, and sin will cost you far more than you want to pay. Sin left alone is incurable. God is holy and pure and can't allow any sin to be allowed into heaven, so it must be put out, just like the leopard. God must punish sin. This then leads to the examination. We must all one day stand before God, and he will judge us according to our works out of the books. Records are kept in heaven of every thought, every sin, but most important of all, the book of life is opened, and those who have trusted in the name of Jesus, that have asked him to forgive their sins, we read about the book of life in Revelation chapter 20. Verse 12 tells us, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Can you see how important it is to have your name written in that book of life? Romans chapter 6 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And if we break that verse down, sin equals death, but the gift equals eternal life. But how? Through Jesus and what he has done for us, and the gift that he has for anyone and for everyone. You see, God so loved the world. So I wonder, how do you match up if you examine yourself? What do you see? And I'm sure that there was many times as the leper stood before the priest, a lot of the time they both would have known the result before it was made official. But what does God see? See, the leper, he could make excuses. He could guess if he had it or not. He could try to justify it. But it wasn't him that judged it. It was the priest's job. The leper didn't have the final say. And one day, we will all be examined. Maybe tonight, as in verse 4 and 5 of our passage, God has given you another chance here before the final judgment. So the examination leads then to judgment, and the books were opened and they were checked. This was not to see how much of the disease that you had, to see how bad the disease was, but to confirm that you had the disease of sin. Like we've already said, all have sinned, and those that don't have Jesus, that have the disease of sin, must be cast out again alone in pain and torments and separation. Just like the poor leper, sent out to suffer alone. But this is to be cast out into hell and to the lake of fire for the punishment for sin. You see, there was a way for cleansing. And we read in Leviticus chapter 14, verse 1, that if the disease of leprosy, for whatever reason, had left the person, as was said, it was an incurable disease, but there would have been some cases that something might have changed. It says in Leviticus 14, verse 1, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper." To be pronounced clean, there were certain things that had to be done. Down to verse 10. "And on the eighth day he shall take two lambs, two he-lambs, without blemish, and one ewe lamb out of the first year without blemish, and three-tenth deals of fine flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil, and one log of oil. And the priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean and those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall take one he lamb and offer him for a trespass offering, and the log of oil and the wave for them, a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering in the holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy." The sacrifice was needed, and a lamb needed to be slain. Again, the leper couldn't cleanse himself. The blood of another had to be slain. Down to verse 19 there, it tells us, "And the priest shall offer the sin offering and make an atonement for him, that is to be cleansed from his uncleanness, and afterward he shall kill the burnt offering. And the priest shall offer the burnt offering and the meat offering upon the altar, and the priest shall make atonement for him, and he shall be clean." And atonement was made, and you were pronounced clean by the Jewish priest. And what a wonderful day this would have been for the person to be pronounced clean, brought back into the town, brought back into their home, and back in with their family again. That was wonderful. And you know, there is a cure for sin. You see, the Lord Jesus is the answer. He can cure the problem of your sin, just like he cured lepers when he was here, when he walked on this earth. We read of one account of this in Matthew chapter 8. It says, "When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean." Isn't that amazing that Jesus touched him? And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Wasn't that simple? The leper couldn't make himself any less leprous. He couldn't make himself any better. He just came as he was, and Jesus cured him. Simple. Jesus touched him, and Jesus was the cure. Isn't the news of a cure, isn't that great news? And that's what we're here to say today, that there's good news and a good message for you of a cure that's been purchased at a great cost, and that's on the cross. You see, God punished his son on the cross. You see, Jesus died on the cross. It wasn't that he was just because he was executed. It wasn't because he wasn't guilty of the crime that makes any difference for us. It was because, as we're thinking this morning, in the 3 hours of darkness, God poured out his wrath and his punishment against the sin of the world, and he put that on Jesus. 1 Peter 3 tells us, For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust. Why would he do this? That he might bring us to God. And you know, if you're here tonight, maybe you haven't trusted the Lord Jesus. I wonder, before we get to 2018, I wonder, would you trust in Jesus? 2 Corinthians tells us, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And Hebrews 3, "Today, if ye will hear his voice," I wonder, will you hear his voice? "Harden not your hearts." You know, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day. And if you trust him and turn from your sins, then you'll be clean. You'll be free from the disease of sin by having them forgiven and made right with God. You know, the sin and the disease of leprosy and the disease of sin, we can see that there's similarities between the two. The disease of leprosy is infectious and it's degenerative, but the sin, or the disease of sin, we are born with. Both can be hidden at first, but as we've read, that all these things will come to light one day, and then there's going to be an examination. And again, this is diagnosed by others. We don't have any choice about that. And the judgment is final, to be cast out in separation, segregation, and into suffering. You know, the disease that we all have, we're born with sin. As the saying goes, and I'm sure you would agree, that nobody's perfect. We have a need to have our sins forgiven. But before we get examined, we need to trust Jesus. Jesus made a way for us to be made right, and the cure for sin is the cross and the punishment that he took in our place. I wonder, would you trust him today, and then you too can have new life and salvation and a place and a future hope in heaven. I hope these simple thoughts have been helpful to some of you. We're just going to sing our closing hymn now, which is number 408 in the Praise Hymn Book. And please, if you have questions or anything, please talk to some of us before you leave tonight. We're all here. It's a long time before 2018. So please do talk to us if you have any questions or anything that we can help you with. We don't have all the answers, but we can show you from God's Word, just as some of us have been led to the Lord. Maybe you would turn to him tonight as well. 408, what can wash away my stain? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.